Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Pratap Snacks Quarter Four Investor Conference Call hosted by Systematix Institutional. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Himanshu Nayyar from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Nayyar.
Thanks, Renju, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Pratap Snacks FY24 and Fourth Quarter Call. From the management today, we have Mr. Amit Kumar, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Sumit Sharma, CFO of the company. We'll start with the opening remarks from the management, post which we'll take up Q&A. So I'd like to hand over to the management now. Over to you, Mr. Kumar.
Thank you, Himanshu. Good afternoon to all the participants, and thanks for joining our Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. I trust all of you have reviewed our earnings document, which was shared earlier. We have reported a resilient performance in Q4 24, despite the challenging macroeconomic conditions and persistent inflation which have impacted consumer behavior. We reported sales of 387 crores in Q4. Urban areas continued to outspend rural areas during the quarter. However, there are initial signs of revival in rural spending on a sequential basis. Two key highlights of our top-line performance are maintaining of the leadership position in the extruded snacks category, as well as continuing to drive robust growth in the namkeen category, which remains a primary focus area for us. These accomplishments have been driven by initiatives such as range selling and expanding of retail reach. I am most pleased to share the stellar EBITDA performance in Q4 24. EBITDA was ₹35.5 crores, a robust 87% increase compared to Q4 23. We have delivered an EBITDA margin of 9.1% in Q4, the highest in the last 26 quarters. We have been very focused on our margin performance and undertook many steps to structurally improve the margin. Additionally, a decline in some input prices coupled with process optimizations contributed to improved profitability. The improvement in EBITDA has also filtered down into PAT. In Q4, PAT reached ₹12.4 crores, marking a 30% year-over-year increase compared to the adjusted PAT of ₹9.1 crores in Q4 23. Please note the one-offs in the PAT last year, which are explained in note 1 on slide 32 of our investor presentation. If we look at the full year performance, revenue was 1610 crores in 24 compared to 1642 crores last year, impacted by the softer demand environment. However, there was much progress on improving our profitability as the company reported its highest ever annual EBITDA of ₹141 crores in 24, which is higher by 126% on a year-to-year basis. Throughout 23-24, the EBITDA margin was consistently above 8% in each quarter, and we have reported a margin of 8.7% for the full year, indicating the structural and sustainable improvement in margins. Thus, margin enhancement is due to compression of the distribution structure over the last 2 years, as well as a lot of effort on process improvement, cost optimization, and yield enhancement. There has been some support from lower prices of certain inputs. Profit after tax has grown 52x from 1 crore to 53.1 crore in 24 on a like-for-like basis, despite higher depreciation. In light of this performance, the Board of Directors has recommended a dividend of 40% per share with a face value of Rs. 5, amounting to Rs. 2 per share. We are taking several steps to accelerate growth. This includes the implementation of Salesforce automation, which is already rolled out across a substantial proportion of our market. We now have access to richer and real-time data, which will lead to improved productivity of sales team, identification of gaps, and also help to improve the overall strategy and decision-making ability. This will be extended across all locations this year. We are augmenting our sales channels by entering into modern trade and quick commerce channels, which will complement our comprehensive presence in traditional distribution channels. We are already onboarded into some of the leading supermarkets and hypermarket chains and are in advanced stage of discussion with several quick commerce platforms. In terms of our product portfolio, we will look to continue to perform well in extruded snacks with focus on palatable snacks. Another strategic initiative remains increasing the share of namkeens in our revenue mix. The initial progress on increasing namkeens will receive further momentum from our initiatives of range selling, sales force automation and entry into modern trade and quick commerce. Further, we are undertaking efforts towards more comprehensive coverage across select markets and will look into address pockets of under-penetration. We believe this will help us to further enhance our reach. We are also working on including some premium offerings under the Better For You range of products. This will help us to drive our objective of large pack size and will also benefit from our entry into modern trade and quick commerce. As part of the ongoing upgradation and enhancement of product range, we plan to launch new flavors such as Sizzling Hot, which is a spicy flavor across product categories of extruded snacks and potato chips. These are some new offerings lined up for launch in the extruded snacks and namkeen categories. We have recently commissioned new facilities in Jammu and Rajkot. The Jammu facility will help us to expand our reach in that region, especially across J&K and Punjab. In Rajkot too, we will be manufacturing falahari mixtures and peanuts, which will help to expand our product range. Looking ahead to FY25, we are optimistic given the initial signs of improved rural demand. The projections of a normal monsoon will provide further momentum to this trend. We are confident that our initiatives across sales force automation, range selling, entry into modern trade and quick commerce, as well augmentation to our traditional product portfolio, will help us to drive accelerated growth in top line. On that note, I conclude my remarks and we can open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Dipen Shankar with Trustline. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations on strong profitability and return ratios. So firstly, from my side, so what are the challenges we face in reporting the strong double-digit growth in revenues? And how do we see industry growth per se in the past year?
So if you see overall, the rural market and the urban market with a lower strata income has been a big problem for all the companies. We don't have the exact number of our competitors, but there has been pain for most of the companies in rural segment and the lower strata income. But seeing the current scenario and the month which has passed on, the things are improving a lot. We think that this year probably we can deliver double digit growth.
Okay, okay. And sir, can you please throw some light on each categories like extrusion and then potato, sweet and namkeen segments? How do we see growth over there?
So extruded segment, we are the leader in the extruded segment in the country, and we feel that most of the growth in the near future should come from extruded snacks, mainly pellets and namkeen category. Namkeen in Yellow Diamond has done very well for us for the last year also. With almost zero growth also, the namkeen category grew almost 16% for the year.
The contribution was 16%, right sir, or growth?
The growth in namkeen. The contribution, exact number of product wise, the contribution also 16%.
Contribution is also 16, but growth for Yellow Diamond namkeen. So namkeen is Yellow Diamond and our two kind of portfolio. Ours is primarily a regional namkeen targeted to Gujarat market, and why the namkeen is more national variant. We are driving the range selling, so the outlets where we are available, but the namkeen range is not available. We are pushing namkeen on existing outlets, which is helping us to drive the namkeen growth.
Okay, so if you are seeing such strong growth in namkeens, so any other segment which is facing negative growth as such?
I think all other sectors were basically, they were okay, they were muted growth. because volume-wise, we were at zero growth last year. So not much significant difference, but Namkeen has done better than all other products.
Okay.
In the coming year, we are looking more growth from the extruded snacks and Namkeen.
Okay. And how about this sweets portfolio, sir? We had higher growth ambitions on the sweets portfolio earlier. So are we still hoping sweets portfolio to increase substantially in the coming year?
Sweets portfolio has seen a muted growth. We don't see any much significant growth in the sweets segment right now.
Okay.
We are trying different formats for the sweets segment, but not success yet.
Okay. And how about this offtake on larger packs we were discussing last year, sir? So is that segment contribution improving overall sales?
Yeah, that sales contribution is also improving, and with getting entry into modern trade, that contribution will substantially improve in the times to come. We have got listed ourselves on the DMart and Reliance, and there we are selling a 50 rupee pack compared to the 5 rupee pack what we sell with them.
Okay, so what is its contribution currently?
With entry into modern trade and both quick commerce, I think the large MRP pack contribution should definitely increase.
Okay, so what is its contribution currently and what was it last year, sir?
So it's different for different segments. I think potato chips, it is close to 25-30%, more than 5 rupee pack. For extruded snacks and other packages, it is mainly 5 rupees only. So overall contribution would be probably close to 12-13%. And I think that can go up to 25-30% in 2 years' time.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. All the best. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. Thank you, Dipen.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Prakash Kapadia from Spark PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. A couple of questions from my end. You know, typically what has been our rural and urban mix to total sales, if you can share that in FY24. And, you know, secondly, Pepsi is trying to change the base oil from palm oil to a blend of sunflower oil and palm oil. So what impact does it have on the industry and a player like us, and what do you think will be the consumer's reaction? I have a few more questions. Should I continue or will you take
them? Let me answer the first two questions and probably then go to the third and fourth one. From the mix side, it's almost 50-50% for the rural and urban market. Not much different, but in urban market also, since we are in the 5 rupee segment category, we are majorly catering to lower state income people. So I think there was pain there also last year, which we've seen is improved from this current year. On the oil side, basically we currently use palm oil and cottonseed oil, and we believe they are one of the best oils for the frying medium across the world. But since there are consumer behavior, when Pepsi launches and the Frito-Lay launches and they advertise a lot, I think we will have few varieties in sunflower also in times to come. But I don't see any health benefit coming out of it.
Okay, so the positioning need not be a healthy product is what you are saying.
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah. So there is a lot of debate going on across the world on the quality of oil. I believe most of the oils are not that good for health.
Yeah. Understood. And, you know, if you could help us understand the PLI scheme, you know, there was some delay last year. What were the challenges? As of now, you know, where are we in terms of the PLI scheme? And if you could help us understand the road ahead on that. And, you know, in your remarks, you mentioned about the J&K plant. So, given that it is started, what is the annual benefit? What kind of capex we've done? When do, you know, some of these benefits come to the P&L? If you could give some insights, that will be helpful.
Sure. So PLI, there was an obligation to invest almost 105 crore for capex, and the deadline was to complete that investment by end of March 24. So we have completed our investment before the deadline, and we commissioned two new plants, and there was some brownfield capex. So with regard to that investment, we have commissioned two new facilities. One is Jammu and second is the new unit in Rajkot. We need to achieve some sales threshold to get the PLI benefit. So we are aspiring for that. We are targeting to achieve that number. The benefit is available till FY27. So another 4 years, the benefit will be available. As far as Jammu is concerned, Jammu plant was commissioned by end of March, and it's operational. The overall capacity for Jammu facility is roughly about 160 odd crore at a full capacity utilization. The idea to use Jammu facility to develop the nearby market like JNK, Punjab and Himachal, because those markets historically were not that strong for us because of logistic issues. We were not able to supply earlier. So Jammu facility will help us to maintain the consistent supply to these markets. The products we are planning in Jammu are extruded, so pallet, puff and rings and chulbule will be manufactured at Jammu location, and rest of the items will be supplied from other locations. So we will also have a hub in Jammu to maintain the full range of all the products. In addition to PLI benefit, there are another benefit linked to Jammu investment. Jammu total investment was about 22-23 odd crore. So as per the Jammu incentive scheme, whatever is the eligible investment, we will be able to get 300% of that investment. So as per our calculation, the eligible investment is about 18 to 19 crore. So three times, that means about 56-57 crore kind of benefit will be available over the period of 10 years. And this is basically the GST linked incentive. So whatever GST is charged in the invoice will be getting equivalent to that benefit, subject to the maximum cap of the amount which I mentioned.
Okay. And you know, you mentioned there is a sales threshold for the PLI scheme. So how does that work? Is there a absolute number or a certain growth number which you have to achieve year on year till FY27?
So there is a CAGR which has to be maintained over the base year. So the base year was FY20, and we need to maintain at least 10% CAGR from FY20. So that's how the threshold sales is calculated. All the products are eligible under PLI in our case, except the potato chips. Potato chips is not eligible under the PLI scheme for the incentive benefit.
Okay. So, if I understand this correctly, going forward from FY25, some of these benefits will start accruing to us.
Yeah, that is what we are targeting.
Okay, fine. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Arman with Blue Sky Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, before we told that we will be targeting around 500 crore of top line, however, in Q2 earnings call, you clarified that it may take two more quarters. So already we are on Q3 and Q4 already have been over. So what's the timeline over there? When can we see a top line of 500 crore down? That is my first question. And the second question, which you have already answered, but just wanted to clarify once again that like PepsiCo, one of the previous participants has asked about the palm oil and sunflower blend oil. So our stand is clear that that doesn't hold any other health benefits. So what we are using is the best what can be possible. Is that so, sir?
So I don't think we can say it's the best. That all the oils have different kind of attributes, and people see it with a different lens. For frying medium, stability-wise, we believe palm oil is the best oil available in the world today. And all the major players in the country use only palm oil. Though during winter, we have to use cotton seed oil because of the low freezing point for palm oil. If they start using sunflower and they market it, I think it might give a different tangent to the market. So we are doing few trials at our laboratory to see what can be done. So current sunflower oil available in the country is not good for frying. So you need a different kind of sunflower oil to be used in frying.
Okay.
On the first question of revenue, we haven't hit that mark, basically what we said last time. But with the current 10% growth momentum, what we see for this year, hopefully this year we should see this number in probably Q2 or Q3.
And these margins levels are sustainable, sir? At this level, since we are already increasing our share of the namkeen segment, which are comparatively better for us, so what kind of margin we can assume going forward?
I think the margins are sustainable on a full year basis. However, there will be some ups and downs in the commodity pricing. So the quarterly, you may see some fluctuation. But for the full year, we are confident that these margins are sustainable, because over the period, we have done a lot of structural changes in terms of compressing the distribution network, in terms of other process re-engineering, including the change in recipe, resizing the packet, resizing the corrugated boxes, etc. So those are permanent in nature. So those are still with us. So for long term, for a full year basis, yeah, we are confident. But there may be some variation on a quarter-on-quarter basis, subject to change in raw material pricing.
Okay, got it. Thanks, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Viraj Mahadevia with MoneyGrow India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the operational efficiencies extraction in your business. How are you so confident about the sales hitting 500 crores per quarter? What are the specific initiatives you've taken to drive sales across categories for the organic business, and incrementally what will come from the Jammu and Kashmir plant?
So, on the first question, basically, if we grew by 10%, the sales is almost close to 1,860 crores. If we can grow better than that, probably then Q3 we might be able to hit that number of 500. If you see historically, because Q2 and Q3 are normally better than Q1.
Right.
The initiative what we have taken is basically getting deeper into distribution, and with the Jammu facility, we are targeting to cover whole of Punjab, Srinagar and Jammu market, which were currently very weak in those markets because it was very difficult to supply from Indore and other locations. So with the more focus on Jammu plant and two different products from Gujarat and getting deeper distribution, we might be able to hit that number.
What can Jammu plant generate in terms of sales at peak utilization?
Jammu can probably deliver sales of 10 crores a month, but there would be some sales which basically we are currently getting from Hisar and Karnal plant, which is the third party operation. So some of that production might shift to Jammu, but we can easily get sales of 10 crores per month from the Jammu plant.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Bhavik Shah with MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on good set of margins. So my question is, what kind of new business initiatives are we looking for the next 1 or 2 years? Can you just elaborate on some of the initiatives?
Yes, yes. So first, basically, as I told in my opening remark also, so major things what we have done in last 1.5 months is basically get enrolled into ourselves into the modern trade and e-commerce. We have already started supplying in Reliance and DMart, and we got enrolled with Quick Commerce, all the major 3-4 big agencies. That supply should probably start within a month's time from now. So these two initiatives, plus we are also targeting to get into export market. We recently got few orders from the Middle East, from the Oman market. And now we are getting into, there is a conference in Dubai in September, we are covering that conference also. And we are hopefully with these three initiatives, we should get a definitely a decent number probably in a year's time. Plus, basically in the current market, these are the new initiatives what we are taking. Plus, basically we are also targeting to get deeper distribution with more range selling in the similar markets. Like the, if you see the, our extruded snacks is available in almost most of the outlets where we covered. But if you see the namkeen, it is still available only in 25% of the outlets. So if we can make namkeen available in all the outlets, it can definitely increase sales considerably. If suppose theoretically we are available to 2 million outlets, that's what AC Nielsen number. Out of that 84% outlets, they have extruded snacks. Only 35% has Namkeen chips available with them and 25% has Namkeen available with them. With using technology and getting into SFA and DMS, if we can increase this number, sales can increase considerably.
Right, sir. So what kind of opportunity does export have? Like, we can see an export market?
I think probably in a year or two, it can go anywhere between 50 to 100 crores.
Great, sir. Congratulations.
Just our first take on it. We have just started this thing. Probably we have to learn a lot in export market. We have just started this. But I think the potential is to that, you know.
Right, sir. Congratulations, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Alsiha with Envision. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Alisha, not Alsiha. A couple of quarters back, we were talking about, you know, with cooling off of RM prices, local players have become more aggressive. And with demand being weak, it was impacting our growth. So any comment on what is the competitive intensity like? And is there particular segments, say, potato chips, which is witnessing maybe more competition than, say, namkeen? Any comment or color on that?
I think the competition, there's a lot of competition in the market, no doubt about that. But personally, in our few markets, we have seen more competition in the chip segment. A lot of plants basically come out in UP, basically they are trying to sell very cheap. But since the commodity prices have already gone down from last 1 year, now they are increasing a little bit. I think the competition intensity won't increase from here. So if you see AC Nielsen number, the local competition has taken almost 3% market share in last 1.5 years. And I think that would be the peak according to me.
Sure. So I just wanted to know that you said that local competition say you make 3% market share in 1.5 years. Isn't there scope for them maybe to expand a little bit and continue to hit us at the lower price point or maybe where distribution is weak for the rest of the market and they can eat away a little bit more into everybody's market share?
I think it is difficult. If you see history also, past history also, whenever the raw material prices comes down, all the smaller players will pop up everywhere across the country. But they have that certain level and I think they have already reached that level. Probably they can go up by 0.5% or more. But I don't see any significant change from here in the local competition. That's my take on it.
And how is the competition in namkeen? Because I believe last time also we were saying that namkeen, the competition is aggressive.
The competition is definitely aggressive in namkeen, but with our presence available in the market, I think there is a lot of scope. In spite of zero volume growth last year, we grew namkeen by 16% of ID namkeen, and currently we are only available in 25% of the outlets where yellow diamond is available. So the 20 lakh outlets, there are 5 lakh outlets where we have namkeen and pocha paaye. I think there is enough scope for us to get namkeen at a bigger range.
Or target that, you know, where do we expect now that we've completed the rejig of a distribution network or model, this 20 lakh outlets that we're present in, where do we expect this to go and what outlet reach can namkeen reach, say, by the end of the year?
I think we can definitely increase the outreach by 50% for namkeen by end of the year. And overall outlet, basically, we are already on 2 million outlets or 2.2 million outlets. It is much better for us to get deeper into these outlets.
Okay, understood.
So the aim is to basically get deeper into these outlets rather than increasing the outlets with help of SFA and DMS.
And with the Jammu and Kashmir plant, we're saying that it will help us cater to the demand of Jammu, Kashmir, Punjab and maybe a little bit more of the north. Will that not also lead to some amount of expansion in distribution reach or this is covered in the 2.2?
I think they're almost covered in 2.2. There will be a slight increase, but the company focus is more to get basically more sales from all the current outlets.
Okay, best luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Naitik with Anvil Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So my question is, you mentioned about you know, entering the Oman market. Can you talk a little bit about you know, which are the other countries that we are looking at, you know, apart from Oman?
Yeah, so the Middle East, basically the crowd, there is a lot of Indian diaspora in the Middle East. So one of the buyers just came from Oman, basically they visited our plant and they gave order for a few containers. So we are talking to a few more companies in Middle East who can take distribution of our products. The only problem in export is basically that you need a lot of time in labeling and all those things. But I think we can open all our Middle East countries in probably in next 6 months' time.
But this is...
main focus is on
sorry.
In our own brand, Yellow Diamond. Only. In our own brand, Yellow Diamond only.
Okay, okay. So my second question is regarding you know, liquor penetration in Jammu, Kashmir and Punjab from our Jammu facility. So I just wanted to ask, sorry, what would be our current, you know, sales number in this region? And, you know, you mentioned it could go until, go up to 160 at peak, but, you know, what was the current contribution?
I think the monthly sales of J&K, Punjab and Himachal market put together is close to 3.5 crores currently.
Which can go up
and,
to...
we start, yeah, probably it can double from here. The 10 includes basically that Hisar and Karnal plant, basically we have manufacturing a few things from Hisar and Karnal plant. So some products will be shifted from Jammu to there instead of getting the 3P operation because we already have the facility. But in the current scenario, probably we can double, it will take some time, but we can double the sales from in these three states.
Sure.
Is the monthly sale what was I talking about?
Got it. My last question is, you know, you mentioned that Namkeen is currently present only in 5 lakh outlets out of, say, 20 lakh outlets. So my question is, why is it taking, I mean, I've heard this on previous calls also, so why is it taking us longer to, you know, make it to, say, 8 or 10 lakhs, you know? What exactly is taking time?
There are two things basically. For Namkeen, if you go into different regions, the taste changes quite a bit. So if you go to South India and East India, probably the flavor changes, the seasoning changes. So we are developing few seasoning from the local market. Secondly, we are producing Namkeen only in Indore right now. The distributor from Indore to Guwahati and Kerala is not that easy. So probably it is taking more time. The first step is to get the product right for the different market and then probably get from Indore first and then start some production in Eastern India, which is giving very good attraction right now. Because all other products are manufactured at many different locations. Like chips is manufactured at 4 or 5 locations. Pellets is available from 10 locations. The proximity of production to market plays a very important role. So that these are the two reasons we have not been able to Namkeen across the country.
Good. Thanks. That's all for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Kunal Patel with Equiligence Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. So my first question is regarding PLI scheme. What is the base for FY25 PLI benefit?
FY25 you are asking or FY20 the original base on which the
claim? So to avail benefits for financial year 25, what is our base, revenue base, on which you have to grow and
yeah,
to get the benefits?
Yeah, the revenue base for FY25 is about 1575 crore, excluding potato chips.
Okay, and we need to grow by 10% on that, right?
No, this is the base. This number, this is the threshold.
Okay, this is the threshold.
This number is to be achieved. This number is to be achieved.
Okay. So if I exclude potato chips revenue from our base, which is 1610 crores, so our revenue is close to around 1240 odd crores.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying from 1240, we have to achieve 1575 to avail the benefits. Is that right? The calculation is right or not?
Yeah, that's right.
So essentially 1600 odd crores revenue, assuming there is no growth on potato, should reach 1900 odd crores in FY25.
Yes, yes, mathematically that is correct.
So where do you see this growth coming from? 300 odd crores incremental.
So at Exponent Agri, basically the major growth basically we're expecting from extruded effect pallets and namkeens. These are the two categories which think we can grow maximum for us.
But most of the categories are not growing more than 10-15%, 15-odd%. Then how we are going to achieve 25% growth?
So I think the exact number is not 25%. The growth in the sector probably would be close to 20%. We don't have the exact number right now. It should be close to 20%. And I think if with all the initiative what we are taking, we are trying definitely to hit that number.
So we are certainly gunning for this and we are aiming for this and we are working in that direction. And we will accrue incentive only at the end of the year once we are able to hit that number. So we are not accruing on a quarterly basis like what we did earlier.
I'm just trying to understand your previous statement where you were assuming 500 crores of top line in Q3 and Q4 to come. So if Q3 and Q4 base is 500 crores, then you have to grow significantly higher in Q1 and Q2 for this year to achieve 1900 odd crores of revenue. Is this growth achievable?
So I think, as I said earlier, basically we are very, very confident of the double digit growth. If we can grow by 18-20%, we're definitely gunning for it. We can't commit right now. We're definitely gunning for it.
Okay. So coming to my second question, which is on margins. So how much more operational benefit is available from all the initiatives we have taken over the last few years, assuming stable oil prices? So we are at 9.1% for this quarter. So what should be our exit margin for FY25?
I am not commenting specifically on FY25. I'll more give you some color on what it will look like in next 2 years, 3 years time on a sustainable basis. So there are few areas where still we see some potential that includes distribution channel cost. Initially the channel cost was higher when there was a super stockist, and when we shifted from 3-tier to 2-tier distribution model, we increased margin for our existing distributor because we didn't want to have any hiccups during the transition. So that potential is available, and over the period the channel margin for the distributor will be reduced, so that will give some realization benefit, and that will also help improving the EBITDA margin. So that one lever is available, especially on the distribution channel side. The another lever is available in the operational cost. There are some line items where we are driving some efficiency program and cost cutting program. We are also taking external help to drive this program, and those include essentially the labor cost, logistic cost. Logistic is a big cost, which is about 7-7.5% of the overall revenue. Stores and consumable spares consumption. So these are few line items, especially in the operation side, where we are driving the cost cutting and efficiency drives. So this will help us to get another 2-3% savings over the next 2 years time.
Okay, and finally, sir, we are talking about export. So does export also gets included in this PLI or not?
Yes, that is included.
Okay. And what is our current utilization, capacity utilization?
Utilization level is about 55% after having the additional capacity in Jammu and Rajkot unit 2. So there is enough headroom available to drive the growth. So I don't think the capacity would be a constraint, and going forward we won't have any significant capacity for next 2 years. So I think the investment phase is over, which is already in place.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Tushar Bora with NK Ventures. Please go ahead. Mr. Bora, please go ahead with your question.
Sorry. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So to a couple of points quickly. We highlighted the initiatives that we want to do on modern trade and some of the new commerce delivery sites. Can you just explain a little bit more qualitatively what kind of initiatives we are taking there and what kind of revenue potential it has, even if it will take maybe a few quarters to achieve it, but what kind of potential we think this channel has? Secondly, what kind of growth momentum we can hit if we are able to take the, let's say, double the penetration of outlets for Namkeen and also with the efforts on modern trade side, what kind of numbers can come from there also?
So first on the modern trade, if you talk about, basically if you see in the country, 60-70% volumes come from only two guys, DMart and Reliance. We were basically not working with them. Probably we stopped working with them last year when the prices increased and there was a few problems at our end. We have just opened these two outlets. DMart has started in Indore and Reliance has started in few locations. I think the potential could be close to 50 crores a year in these two outlets. The e-commerce, all the Blinkit, Swiggy and Swiggy Instamart, Blinkit and Zepto, they are already in the process of registration. I am not very sure about the numbers we can achieve from those places, but probably it could be 50 lakhs a month.
50 lakhs a month to start with.
Most people can come from Reliance and DMart. Yes, please.
So you're saying 50 lakhs a month to start with is the immediate potential?
Have to start from Blinkit and all these areas, yeah. The potential could be much bigger, still to be exported, but I think the potential with these two guys, basically we have already seen earlier, is much, much bigger in the modern trade and Reliance and DMart.
And if we are able to double the penetration for Namkeen or, let's say, 50% also, if we are able to increase, like you highlighted for this year, how much does that impact the sales on a full year basis?
So if we increase the 50% outlet in Namkeen, it should give additional sales of 4-5%.
On the overall base?
And for the whole company. On the overall base, right. On the overall base.
Okay. You said that for us to increase penetration in Namkeens, we have to get the product placement right in terms of the seasoning and taste, etc., as well as be able to ramp up manufacturing. Do you have any timelines on both these initiatives and whether it is going to happen all at one shot or in a staggered way? What is the strategy that we are adopting, sir?
So product, basically we have already developed the product. Probably next 2-3 months we'll launch the product across East India and South India, because normally North and West India taste is very similar. Once the sales momentum get up in Eastern India, I think the second facility of Namkeen probably we might have to put next year in Calcutta for the Eastern market. But it's very difficult to supply continuously from here, seeing the distance from here to Guwahati. So getting the right product at the right time is not easy.
Okay. Are we not looking at any Namkeen manufacturing in the southern states, sir?
Not yet. Because southern market is very small for us in Namkeen category right now. East has grown quite a bit last year. So probably we start with East India. We are already talking to one or two, three key facilities in Eastern India. Let us ramp up the Eastern India and then probably we can look for the Southern India market for Namkeen.
Got it, sir. One last, if I may. We in the presentation, we mentioned some certain products being pruned out, as well as some new product innovations that we are working on. If you could maybe share more details, sir, around the thing.
So in the extruded snack segment, we have added few products, something like a crazy product basically in the tomato flavor side. We have added few different flavors in potato chips and chilbule. If you see the trend worldwide across, basically the Korean chili is in vogue across the world. So we launched three new flavors in the potato chips. That is chili cheese, cheese flavor with some chili, Korean and Naga chili flavor. Similar thing we did with chulbule in two flavors. So these are the product range what we have added in the chili range in across the category. Secondly, we are working on some few healthy products, better for you products, in which we are doing makhana, The product has already been developed. So this product like Makhana, Protein Puff and Peanut Puff, which can go into modern trade also, e-commerce also and export also. So these are the two range we are currently working on. For the regular market, the lower strata income and the BCD market, we have developed this chili flavor and few flavors for modern trade, e-commerce and export market. Mainly in Makhana, Protein Puff and Peanut Flavor Puff. Product has already been developed, is still working on packaging. Probably it might take another 2 months to put this product into the market.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join back in queue for more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Harsha Shah with Bandhan AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. If I'm not wrong, the PLI base for FY26 is FY22, right? Not FY20, for FY26.
Yes, absolutely right. So for FY26, the base would be FY22. So our FY22 sale of eligible product was similar to FY20. Because of COVID, there was no growth, unfortunately. So for FY26, the base will remain same, what is for FY25.
So how much do we have to achieve for FY26 to be eligible for PLI? Just like you gave 1575 crores net of...
Almost similar number. 2-3 crore here and there. Otherwise, largely it's a similar number. Like FY25.
Similar number.
Close to 1575 crore. Yes, close to 1575 crore.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Arman with Blue Sky Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just a bit of clarification, because once before when I asked about the margin, management told about like 8.7% what we have maintained for the full year will be maintained for the current year. However, when another participant asked the same question, you told you can't commit on that, but however, for 2-3 years, you are seeing 200 to 300 basis points improvement. So I just wanted to clarify, what's our take on margins? Is this level of 8.7% maintainable? Also, when we said that our higher products, like maybe for large packets, for which we have currently 12% share, which will increase eventually in 2 years to around 25%, doesn't that add more to our margins? And can we assume that 8.7% is the base case that continuously on overall basis for the full financial year, it should either maintain or it should improve from here onwards?
So, Arman, I'll reiterate that margin, what we have got FY24, these are sustainable on a long-term basis and we don't see any issue. However, on a quarterly basis, there may be some variation depending upon the commodity pricing. But for full year basis, we are confident that these numbers are sustainable. I think there was another question which was related to a fixed percentage of EBITDA margin, which I said I cannot comment on that fixed percentage. It was double digit. But yeah, we are aspiring for that. But these level of margins are sustainable on a full year basis. For quarterly, there could be some variation, again, depending upon the raw material pricing. As I also mentioned in my earlier answer, that there are few levers available for margin expansion, both in distribution side as well as in operation side on which we are working. And those levers will help us to expand our margin further from here. So that gives confidence to get double-digit EBITDA margin on a sustainable basis.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Himanshu. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks, sir. I just also had just one key question. If you could talk about the marketing and promotion spends for the year and what's the outlook on this? Because I believe to boost growth and in light of competition, we might have to increase our marketing and promotion spends and any impact in case you would see on margins on that front, sir.
Last year, our marketing spend was close to 1.25%. This year, we are targeting anywhere between 1.5 to 2%, and I don't think that will have any impact on the margin, because that can be definitely taken up by the extra sales what we generate through advertisement. No significant gap should come because of increased advertisement cost.
Any changes in the promotion that you are seeing, maybe by the unorganized or local players which you need to match? Has there been any significant change in the channel margins or promotions that you need to give out?
No, there has been no change in the channel margin. We have definitely reduced the channel margin like we discussed earlier. But at the retailer margin, it depends from area to area and market to market. We might have to give few schemes depending on the competition, but not significant enough which can change anything.
Understood. And so finally, just one point on the overall, you said you are running at about 55%. So there is no CapEx, I believe, and cash flow generation remains strong for us. So in terms of capital allocation going forward, I mean, have we sort of, what is our plan like? I mean, would we be thinking of, returning more cash to the shareholders, or maybe are we looking at some inorganic opportunities as well?
We have a formal policy for this, and we will use this capital in the best possible way to maximize the shareholders' wealth. No concrete plan yet, but we are evaluating the best possible utilization of the surplus cash.
Great. Got it, sir. That would be all the best to you. I think we have one more question in the queue. Reggie, if you can take that.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ankit Minocha with MRLR Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. I wanted to check on the pricing environment that you've seen with the competition and for the coming one or two quarters. Are you also looking at any sort of price increases from your end?
We are not looking at any price increases right now because there is a lot of competition still in the market. If we can sustain the same pricing, that would be better for us. But with the few products what we are launching in the premium segment, in probably this or next quarter, we might get a better realization.
Okay, and thanks for that. And sorry, I was a little late, so I might have missed this. Have you shared any sales and EBITDA margin guidance for the next year?
We are targeting double-digit growth and EBITDA, some of the already explained.
Yeah, we are just targeting to maintain or slightly enhance the margin for full year. And going forward, as I mentioned in my earlier remarks, that there are few levers available, especially on the distribution and operation side, which will help us to further expand our EBITDA margin from here.
Right. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us on this call today. Very interesting set of questions. We look forward to interacting with you again. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.